is a week for bagpipes, plaid, and kilts.
Like, they're all plaid.
This is an Open Championship Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com.
Isaac and Sue on 1080.
Just checked me in plaid?
The Fan.
All right, welcome back to our show. Did you know there was a Kelly Clarkson show? Did you know that?
Yeah, I was aware of that.
Yeah?
Yeah, every now and then, like when there was nothing on and we'd be flipping through, like Kelly Clarkson's show would pop on. It was
That's
around
what
this
I
time.
Just did. I there's literally nothing on and I cannot watch the ESPYs for the life of me. So I was just flipping around and I saw that there's a Kelly Clarkson show.
Yeah.
She has her own show.
It's like Tyra Banks for a while had one of those. And there's a whole world of like daytime TV that you're not familiar with.
Right.
Yeah. You're like, oh.
Kelly Ripa still on there?
I think so. She does it with her husband now.
Wendy Williams is gone. She's in like some facility or something, right?
Yeah, I think she's
facility?
Got
facility.
Yeah, she got
problems.
Yeah, there's something going on.
What do you mean?
I just think she's got health, mental. There's stuff.
I think she was.
Is she
like,
in the loony bin?
Well, it's one of those things. It seems like a little bit Britney Spears-ish, where she's saying, "I'm in here against my will, and my
there's
family
stuff.
Has me in
oh,
here."
Oh, really?
Stuff like that. Yeah,
I think stuff's happening. Just
wow,
it's not great.
But I'll always remember her for the burp fart.
Wendy Williams.
Just a matter of time. She's not lonely.
Oh.
I apologize.
Can't cover
oh my
that up.
God. Can you play that again, please?
I can.
Just a matter of time. She's not lonely. I apologize.
Hashtag never forget.
Low key, best part of that, the crowd.
Whoa.
they go, whoa, oh.
Well, I mean,
oh.
Just a matter of time. She's not lonely. I apologize.
No one's prepared for that.
You don't need to apologize for that, do you?
No,
don't you just gloss over that like Steve Sarkisian?
Well, no one's prepared for it. It's like it's definitely one of those where you're like, whoa, that just happened.
Yeah, Balky apologized too, you're right.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's the appropriate
polite.
It's the polite way of when you let one rip, you gotta do the oops. I should have apologized to Clay Helton. Sorry, Clay.
Yeah. You should have. But no one heard it.
No.
We only smelt it.
He just walked into it. I will forever think about that. And I'll admit
it. It was smelly.
It's shameful.
Well,
and how polite of it was for Clay Helton to not acknowledge
it. He didn't say anything. No. It's not really your fault. You didn't know he was coming over into your waft.
I did not. But it doesn't mean I was less embarrassed. And it takes a lot to embarrass me, but I was embarrassed.
Yeah. Do people really get up to go fart? Like, you know what I mean? Like, they always say, oh, you need to.
Yeah.
They do?
Yeah.
Because I don't.
Well, it depends on what sort of situation I'm in. You know, like if you're on an airplane, you know,
I'm going to let it rip and there's no way you can pin it on me. I mean, you can point your finger at me, but you can't prove that.
Here's the thing. I'll call you out on this. You're having a nice dinner, Laura Hearst Market.
Okay.
Maybe Ox. You're someplace nice. Okay. You're a nice dinner. You're dressed up. It's an anniversary.
Right.
You're not firing away.
Oh, absolutely am.
Really?
Yeah.
A crowded restaurant, nice steakhouse.
Of course.
Great
bottle
of wine.
What do you want me to do? This is my question. What do
you're
want me to
firing
do?
Away?
Well, what are you doing there, cool guy?
Well, you're either just going real quiet, like you're muffling everything, or you get up.
Oh, you mean, yeah. No, I would definitely try to muffle it. I'm pretty good at that.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to just like... I'm not going to let it audibly rip, but I am going to let air out.
Well, that's fine.
Okay, that's what I'm talking
about. There's a difference between...
I think we're now on the same
page. Okay,
yeah,
yes.
I think one of you thought that Isaac was just going to make the noise
let
it rip.
No, you're
going to let it go quietly.
I just said you can pin it. There's no way you can pin it on me if you don't hear it.
Yeah.
You know, it may be a little stinky.
Sure.
But you can say, Rob, you just did that.
Yeah,
I can say, no, I didn't.
Yes.
What? How are you going to prove that? Now, if it audibly...
I should be held accountable for a grown man's athleticism.
If you hear it audibly from Matute, then...
Well, that's what I said.
It's
like,
I'm not going to do that.
No, there's varying degrees. Like, I've said many times, public farting is amazing. Festivals, concerts, airplanes. And you can make it as loud as you want, and no one has any idea what's going on.
So now that we're on the same page, this goes back to my original question.
Yeah.
Do people really get up to go fart somewhere else?
I do think there are people that are ultimately very much embarrassed by that.
My grandpa used to. He just thought it was the courteous thing to do, so he'd always say, excuse me, and he would walk outside the back door for a second, and he'd fold his arms and kind of look around, and he'd walk back in.
Great.
And we're like, what are you doing? And then one day I picked up on it.
I can... assure you that there, if that's the case, there are a lot better people than me in this world.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
that's a great, like, if you do that,
yeah,
my hat is off to you. Well, because I don't do that.
And again, it depends. Like, if I'm at a dinner with, like, the BTJ and her boss, I'm not letting that go at the table.
No one can pin it on you.
They know.
No, they don't.
Horse crap.
No, they don't.
If you're at a dinner and it's a four-person table, you're damn well, you know.
Could be the guy behind you.
No, you know where that's coming from.
I disagree. I'm going to let it rip.
In that situation.
Like I said, pin it on me.
I am getting up and I'm finding a reason to go somewhere else and kind of let one go.
I don't think you are.
There is no way. Now,
I don't believe you.
Dude, it's all about timing and situational awareness.
Mm. Not with me.
First dates, you know, you got to hold that in.
Yeah.
This guy's right here. No one in my office for an hour. Thought it was safe. Let one go. One of my worst smelling ever. As soon as I smelt it, young hot comes in and comes right up to my desk.
Yep. Mm. She knows.
Said it was bad, boys. Yeah. It's bad.
It was bad, boys.
Well, and that's the other one, too. Is sometimes you think you're letting one go discreetly. You think you're going to have a Mission Impossible fart.
That can be a problem.
And you go Rambo. You announce your presence of authority, and now what do you do?
There's also a lot of times when you can make it loud, and no one will hear it. There's all kinds of noise.
Well, that's why I said concert farting and airplane farting is the best.
Yeah, but even restaurants, like there's a lot of times restaurants are really loud. Like you can't hear me. You might now, if you're sitting on the same bench as me, you might feel a rumble.
There's vibration.
But you know.
I don't know.
Farting is very normal. It's a normal human bodily function.
It's like the first thing children laugh at. Seriously, because, both my boys, the first thing they ever laughed at was
farting.
Exactly,
because they're funny. I don't know why they're so taboo. Maybe because they smell.
That's probably why.
But, you know. Let's get over it, okay?
It's called polite society.
Let's call it let it rip society.
No.
Wear it on your sleeve, man. I want to smell what you ate.
No, you don't.
Ew.
No, you don't.
That is so gross.
That was foul, dude.
That might be the worst thing you've ever said. I want to smell what you ate. God.
Yeah, that was terrible.
God.
Why did I say that?
I don't know.
All right, well, let's get back on track here. You had some sort of point about the Blazers or something.
All I can think about now is you saying, I want to smell what you ate.
Gross.
Oh, my word.
This show.
John. What are we
doing? A lot of people saying Sacred Heart has diarrhea.
So don't you have a point about the Blazers or some crap?
Well, I just think that
some sports crap you want to
be saying.
The more interesting discussion.
Oh, the 10 years.
I'm saying to me, unlikely they move. But Moda Center does have to be addressed. It does have to be dealt with.
Man, it will.
And I think that's more of the interesting what happens there.
All right. We'll get to that next on the fan.
The ESPYs are on right now, and I can't stop looking at Freddie Freeman's teeth. they dominate.
He went to the big and tall of orthodontics.
Anytime, and he looks like a million bucks. He's got his hot wife there, and he's on the red carpet, I can't see anything but those teeth.
They almost look like they hurt his mouth.
A little bit, because they
take up so much space.
Yeah, they stick out of his mouth like a good 6 inches.
It does seem like it's harder to close your mouth with that much teeth in there.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, on the Kelly Clarkson show.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's what we got going on. Oh, there's some. I'll tell you what, that pastry looks amazing.
She's doing a cooking segment, and I got to tell you, there is no segment that will get me to turn the channel faster than an effing cooking segment.
I had to do one of those when I hosted AM Northwest once, and let me tell you, that thing is, that's hard. That's a hard segment to make entertainment, like entertaining when you're like whisking eggs.
It's just, they're so dumb. Like, does anybody, even if you like cooking and you watch Kelly Clarkson with some amazing chef whipping up something in her studio that takes 2.5 minutes because it's all a pre-planned bit, you really going to make that? The answer is no, you're not.
But someone has to love them because the olds, they have this show, that's all they do.
I will never understand the appeal of that.
It's a staple of daytime television.
Stupid.
Yeah.
I'm turning the channel. She's out. All right, so what are you saying about the arena? 10 years.
Well,
it's going to be...
It's the idea of this team is going to get sold in the next 18 months, right? There will be a new owner.
Oh, yeah.
And as part of that, and Adam Silver, he didn't just say that to, for S's and giggles. He said the team's probably going to need a new arena. It's the fifth oldest arena in the league. Madison Square Garden doesn't count. Two of the others are getting complete and total refreshes, not like little facelifts. I mean, completely redone over the next couple of years. New Orleans is trying to angle for a new building right now. The Sixers are getting a new building. So, I mean, you are in one of the worst building spaces in the NBA. So, while I don't think that the fear-mongering of are we going to lose the Blazers, I don't necessarily think that's warranted. I do think it brings up the interesting question of, in 18 months when this team is sold, what is the plan? Because the little renovation they're doing here at Moda and putting up a new scoreboard and refreshing a little bit, that may get you through until the new arena gets built, but this is going to have to be addressed. And so the question becomes, is there any public money to be had here, or is it completely on the $2 billion of the owner to put his own money into it? Even if he is willing, or they, I don't want to say he, she, they, the yeah, editorial jerk. We.
What's that about?
I'm being a sexist pig, and I apologize. Whoever buys the team, let's say you buy the team for four and you're like, okay, we're going to build a $2 billion arena. Where does that go? Because if you build it on site, you can't really do that like they did at Key Arena in Seattle, because you have to have the Blazers play somewhere. I'm assuming it's not going to be at Memorial Coliseum for the next for 2 or 3 years while you build that thing. Supposedly tearing down the Coliseum isn't an option. And is it even attractive to build on the current site? Because we've said this for years. Is there a worse arena district in all of sports than what we have here in Portland? There is nothing around it.
Well, I haven't been to all of them, but I can't imagine many are worse.
I mean, it's terrible. We have nothing. So
what if they just didn't play for 3 years?
Be a bold strategy.
Would that be better?
Let's say I come in and I buy the team.
Pent
right?
up demand.
And I buy it for four and I'm like, cool, I'm going to build a new arena. Why would I want to build the arena there when there's nothing around it? So then that...
Well, doesn't the estate own land around the arena?
Well, I think they used to control the, I don't know, like... They didn't own the land, but they had right of first refusal to decide what got built. But they don't even own the arena anymore. The city is running the building. So, yeah. This is a weird thing. Whoever comes in is paying rent. So, if you are
in the details.
Yeah, it's in the details.
The devil is in how the details of how the deal is structured.
So, if that isn't the place that ultimately, because the building is going to either get redone or there's going to build a new one, where does it get built? Where else in the city? I mean, we've had this whole thing going on with the baseball stadium, because I would assume, much like the baseball stadium, if you want me to build a stadium that costs me $2 billion, I want land around it to develop that I can put up retail space and put up bars and restaurants and apartments and recoup some of my money quicker. But then that asks the question, where do you build that? Where in the city do you build it? Or is this a case where if you do get a new arena, does it end up out in Beaverton?
Yeah, I would imagine they would put it where it is, blow up the Moda, and then there is a Coliseum right next to the Moda Center that would allow them to just play. I mean, I know it's not ideal, but they could play in Coliseum for 2 years, build the arena on top of the Moda Center, and you're done. I think that the idea would, I don't know this, but I would imagine an enticing thing for a new owner would be that it is an undeveloped kind of the area. It's like, wow, there's a lot we could do with this area. I mean, that's what Nike guy Jumptown was all about.
Yep.
They already had that plan or an idea of a plan like that that got squashed.
Well, and that's
years
why
ago.
Baseball wanted to put the stadium at Lloyd Center. Phil Knight wanted to dump a couple hundred million into the neighborhood in between Lloyd Center and Moda Center.
Well, he has done that.
Yeah, it was Albina.
Albina District.
Yeah, and then you would have this stretch in the heart of the city from the baseball stadium, but obviously that's gone
by
the
problem, wayside. The problem with that was the Blazers, the current Blazers, well, when Paul Allen was alive, that Blazers wanted to control all that.
Yeah.
So it didn't happen. They're not just going to, build what you need,
Yeah.
But this is going to be a new owner that I'm guessing will want to control what's around the arena. Yes. I mean, like the way you recoup some of the money you spend on the team is to have control over some of the stuff around the arena,
yes,
where you can make a bunch of money off of it.
Yes.
It's no different than what the Major League Baseball group is trying to do.
Yep.
This is sports these days. It's not just an arena. It's everything around the arena.
Yes.
And it's creating,
because there's so much money you're dumping in, you have to have a bigger return on your buck.
I would imagine that, again, who knows? This is why we say the devil's in the details, and who buys it, and how much money they have, and what land do they own, and what land can they buy, and where does their vision? But I would imagine that whoever buys the Blazers will get or want a new arena right where it is, and then build up around it if they can. Now, if they can't do that, there's a problem. What's plan B? And that's maybe what you're saying is, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
Maybe you could throw it right there on Zadelli Yards. Maybe you could build a two-story. The bottom area is the basketball arena, and up above is an outdoor baseball stadium. Yeah. Problem solved.
Well, now both the YouTube and the text line have said, why don't we just put the Blazers down at Red Tail?
Well, again, that would the baseball team is...
It was a joke.
Yeah. I mean, I thought someone was actually being serious.
No.
They're just
joking. No.
Yeah. I mean, I just think it's interesting that In the near future, this is going to have to be addressed one way or another, and how that gets addressed.
That's everything. I mean, it really is. It's going to be a huge part of this sale.
Yes.
Whereas in some other sales,
it's not.
Now look at what the Rays. So this is, it's kind of similar to what the Rays have going on.
Sure.
Rays just sold, but they're about to finish the sale for $1.7 billion, which doesn't that seem like a steal of a deal?
Yes.
For a sports franchise?
Absolutely. Well, it's like the Timberwolves sold for a sweetheart of a deal, too.
But it's also $1.7 billion without a stadium.
Yes.
Right? So perhaps that's what ends up happening, is the group that buys the Blazers, the estate says, we don't want to deal with any arena planning. We don't want to get into negotiations about that. We will sell you for X instead of Y.
Yeah.
And you handle the arena situation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it does seem like the Rays selling for 1.7, that's a discount because they have to build a new stadium.
Yeah.
So it could happen that it's that way. And then that maybe the new owner likes it better that way because they don't have to deal with the old owner with regards to it. They just have to deal with the city.
I would just like to believe, as dumb as some of the city leadership is and all of that, that allowing this to even become a thing would be such a stain on the city. And so I think that calmer heads will prevail on the part of the NBA and a part of the city, and something will get done eventually. And it's also why I want whoever buys this to just be so effing rich that it doesn't matter. When Steve Ballmer bought the Clippers and he built the Intuit Dome, it didn't matter. It's like, cool, whatever.
You want a Larry Ellison.
Yes. Give me Larry Ellison.
He's crazy, though.
I don't care.
He is.
Isn't there a crazy rich matrix? Like the crazy hot matrix?
Yeah, that's true.
Well, Ellison wanted the Warriors, and they chose to not sell to him, and instead went to the Lakers.
It sounds to me like the NBA doesn't really like Larry Ellison.
It's possible.
And so if Larry Ellison is the high bidder, you know, I don't know if he still gets the team.
I just want FU money where this doesn't. Because to be quite blunt here, without Paul Allen, we don't have the Blazers. I do believe that Portland would have left a long time ago because no one was building the Rose Garden. This weren't. And Paul had FU money and built it. And we know it's been through all the different, you know, versions and changing hands and this whole crap. And now it's a joint venture. And, you know, it's partly owned by Vulcan and run by the city. And, you know, again, devil in the details of all this. But it was ultimately saved by a guy that had enough money that he didn't care. And that's what I'm hoping for, is that someone comes in as a passion project and is like, I have so much money. It's a lesser version of the group that bought the Thorns and the Fire came in and were like, dude, lock, stock, and barrel. We're buying both, and we're building a brand new joint facility. We're spending millions of dollars. We're coming in here, and we're investing in Portland. Let's effing go.
Yeah.
We need that, but just like 20-fold, because
you
no
might
offense.
Get that.
Yeah, that's
you might get that. This is what I'm saying. I think it's going to be quite a bidding war. Because all these franchises are kind of a bidding war.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people want to own sports franchises.
Yes.
So perhaps you'll get that.
Yeah.
And it will be a sweetheart of a deal because of that.
And hopefully when that happens, that the area around it gets built up, because that's the travesty of it, is that area down there has jack S going on other than the stadiums.
That is a buy low spot, though.
Yes.
That's good.
Yes.
The Rose Quarter is a mess.
Yeah.
But it's right in the heart of the city. Yeah. There's public transportation
down
there.
Let's go.
The arena's already there. The infrastructure is perfect for somebody who has a little bit of vision.
Yes.
And has a little bit of just can work with our quirks
yeah.
of a city.
Yeah. And has
because
some,
it
and
is
has
quite,
some, has some deep pockets.
It is quite quirky.
Look, bottom line is Jump Town, baby. Let's go.
Jump Town.
Jump Town.
Hey, Larry Miller was smart. You made fun of Jump Town.
I did make fun of
Jump Larry
Town.
Miller was the one who wanted to make it what you're talking about.
You got it. Yeah. Well, I just don't call it Jump Town, Larry.
Well, you know, he had to tie it into the
tie it in.
Jordan brand.
Yeah, I understand.
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
You know?
Yeah. Stupid, but, you know.
Coming up next, here we go. Officially a state of emergency. And guys, Oregon man is the new Florida man.
Really?
Yes. We've talked about this before.
Oh, boy.
Please try to pay attention. So the old Florida, you know, Florida man.
Florida man. We know Florida man.
Yeah. Florida man's methy and
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah. Crocodile and...
There is an Oregon man archetype.
The street man.
So let me, I want you to guess the new Oregon man story that I've got for you.
Okay. I'm intrigued.
Coming up next. Here's Buck. Dan Hawkins yelling at us that it's Division I football is so very...
It's Division I football!
So very football.
Go play intramurals, brother!
And it makes me want football back.
That is very football. Well, it's not far off.
50 days from the NFL today.
Yeah.
That's too far.
Well, I saw some NFL guys are starting to trickle in for camp. Starting to come on down.
Yeah, well, that's great, but...
Wake Rop up in September.
That's right. That's a long... I always love it. Oh, it's not far. Yes, it is. It's like 2 months.
It's not 2 months.
50 days. That's almost 2 months.
No, 50 days till they start playing.
Yes. Yeah, 50 days till games.
That's the only thing that matters. We don't care about preseason.
I think people care about people showing up.
Well, people can bite me. How about that?
Wow.
How about that?
People can quote,
hey, look at that.
Bite me.
Well, I want you to watch the ESPYs right now. I think you should watch the ESPYs right now.
No. Oh.
God.
Hey.
Will you listen to me?
Who are they?
Well, look, it says right there. It's Chloe, Ashley, and Nicole.
They all play on North Carolina lacrosse.
I
love that we've just, like, now with sports, it's just turned to the hots.
Yep.
Like, we're like, that's right. You're hot.
Yeah, that's right.
This is women's empowerment, Jason.
Yeah, it's great.
Are they triplets?
I don't know.
Or are they just...
I think you would say triplets. I think that maybe there's a twins and a single other one. But
I'm sure the reason why the Humphrey sisters are there is because they're awesome lacrosse players. Yeah, okay. They're there because they're hot.
I don't like your tone.
By the way, it is July 16th.
Yeah.
And rookies for the Ravens, for the Bills, a bunch of other teams have already shown up. And the vets... are showing up July 22nd. So,
yeah, again, don't care. I need them to start playing things that I can bet on.
Well, preseason, come bet with the Ravens.
No, 50 days, it's too long. It's July 16, 2025. It's time for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Hello, thank you.
And it makes me sad.
Me too, Buck. It's brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Today, National Personal Chef Day.
Oh,
do you have a personal chef?
I do not. Well, actually,
you
I don't? Do. The BTJ.
Me too.
That's a pretty elite national day.
If I'm being honest.
How many?
I know. I was thinking that myself. I'm like, who the hell?
Do a lot of people celebrate that
Buckley,
day?
Luckily, I got to ask.
No.
Hold on. At some point in your privileged childhood, did you guys have a cook?
No, we never employed a chef or cook.
Never once.
Not once. Nope. Never.
I'm with him. I think that's a pretty highbrow thing.
Like, yeah,
that's why I was asking.
And my mom is an excellent cook.
Do people... Are there people... Okay, so I'm a big believer that, you know, within reason, you can budget for things that maybe you don't think you can afford. You can afford them. You just have to prioritize them.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Are there people out there that prioritize this? Like, maybe they're not super rich.
I don't think it is a priority for many people.
No. But they can... Like it's important to them, so they have a personal chef.
I don't think so.
Even though they're not.
I don't think so. I think this is truly an elite thing. But I will tell you this: that if I came into money,
you would.
I would 100%.
Dude, I would too. Yes. I think that is worth its weight in gold.
AI tells me that it's between. It usually comes out to between $40 and $100 per meal.
Whoa.
Per person.
I think it's going to be more than that. I mean,
well, it just depends.
Depends what you're eating. Depends,
yeah.
But that's,
I mean,
and this 40, is AI. What do they know?
Let's say it's 100.
Well, a 40. That's ridiculous. Three. The ingredients alone are going to cost
but if
you.
Your family of four, and if it ends up being on the high end, $400 for your family's dinner for someone else to cook it.
$10,000 a month.
That sounds probably about right.
Well, that's $100. $100 a meal would be about, if you eat three meals a day, is about 10 grand a month.
Well, I wasn't thinking three meals a day, but yes. Okay, that, so that makes more
if
sense.
If you say breakfast, lunch, dinner,
yes,
that's 30 days, yes, that's nine grand. Let's just say 10 grand.
Sure. I'll tell you what.
That's 120 grand a year.
If I hit the lottery and you had $100 million, I would 100% have it.
But see, I feel like it's more than that because the chef would want 120 grand a year, yeah, and then all the food. Yeah, the food.
Because a couple times when I was milling around the NFL doing whatever the hell I was doing, I would suckle at the power teat of guys that actually were real NFL players, and they had chefs, and it was awesome.
I bet it's life-changing.
It really is.
Seriously, in a lot of ways.
Because it's healthy food.
Yeah.
And it's real food, and it's freaky delicious, and it's fuel.
And it's no time. You don't have to take the time. Nope. You don't have to worry about it. I mean, that is worth a lot of money.
A lot of athletes do this.
I want that.
Yes.
I'm going to do that.
I don't think you are.
I'm going to go home and talk to my wife about that.
Yeah, have fun with that. If I did that, the BTJ would stab me in the knife with a fork because she would say, what, is my cookie not good enough for you?
Oh, really?
Yeah, 100%.
She take it personally?
She takes a lot of pride in her cookie.
It is also National Hot Dog Day, guys.
Oh, you know how I feel about the glizzy. Whatever.
Yeah,
that's
gross.
A fat, drunk, idiot food.
I love them.
Wow. Oh, whoa. He just called you a fat, drunk idiot.
I heard it. I've told you every time I go to Costco, I do not leave without one of those $1.50 deals.
Just lips and a-holes.
That's right. Delicious, too.
Well, it's officially wildfire season.
It's not bad.
Is it, yeah, Portland fire season?
Yeah. Well, it's... yeah, see? The jokes are already starting.
Mm-hmm.
That's their own fault.
Gotta rake those... Gotta rake those forests.
What? No, the Portland fire. The,
yes,
franchise.
Sir. Yes.
That is their fault. Because now people are joking about wildfires and them.
Yeah.
They named it the fire. Their fault.
Yeah. That is true.
Dummies.
But I don't think that's what we're talking about here. I think it's the fact that the state is burning.
Yeah, Oregon Governor Tina Kotek declared a state of emergency on Wednesday due to the Portland Fire naming their team the Fire.
What?
Yeah, that's right.
That's confusing.
Why?
She declared an
dude, I'm kidding.
I'm guessing she didn't do that. Yeah.
Jesus.
Like, what?
No, due to the...
I have a responsibility as a newsman.
Well, you should... I mean, I couldn't believe you fell for that. I'm
Why
like,
you
what the
in?
Hell? You just mentioned it.
It was confusing.
You
was
did like, deliver it in a very serious way, but I knew from the jump that that was bogus.
What the hell are you talking about?
I tell you what, you're slipping, dude. I need to get you on some blow. Ooh.
What the hell? If I must.
Imminent threat of wildfire. The announcement comes amid ongoing warm and dry conditions around the state. To date, wildfires have led to six state...
Oh, boy. Word you can't pronounce.
Magistics? Yeah.
Conflagration declarations?
Conflagration declarations.
What does that mean? Right. Is that right?
Sounds right.
I've never heard that word.
I like that Buck went confidently. Buck, you want to do that one more time?
It was conflagration. What was the second word?
Well,
I don't remember what...
Declarations.
Oh, conflagration declarations, yeah.
What does that mean?
It doesn't matter. You just say it naturally and it sounds good.
I just like the Buck went in with some authority there.
Yeah, conflagration
and it kind of felt like, hey, I know what I'm doing. And he didn't. I think he just went phonetically and was like, I'm going to let this some bitch rip. I liked it.
Six state conflagration declarations and two federal fire management assistant grant declarations. Mm. The largest fire in the state, which is the Cram Fire burning northeast of Madras, has grown to over 64,000 acres.
Yeah, we're going down to a festival this week in Bend, and I called my buddy today. And I was like, hey, man, how's it going? He's like, well, hopefully the wind shifts a little bit. We got one of those. This is the old, the Madras fire. So basically, they wake up every day in bed, and they got to do the, hey, which way is the wind blowing?
It's startling the way that has become an every summer, yes, every day kind
not
of a
good
fear up there.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying Ben's got wildfires.
It's also supposed to be hot for like the next 3 weeks.
Yes.
Or at least really warm.
So this has just become the norm. I was talking to him just today about this, and he was just like, like down there, they don't even really...
What do you mean? Well, it's a big deal.
I understand. I'm just saying, as someone that lives down there, like we were joking today about how it's become so commonplace that no one really pays attention to it. They're like, oh yeah, sky's on fire. Okay.
Boy, what a weird reaction.
Yeah. It's just it's the frog boiling pot thing, right? You just become used to it.
Well, she says Oregon is already experiencing a devastating wildfire season that will have lasting consequences. The summer is only getting hotter, drier, and more dangerous. We have to be prepared for worsening conditions. This declaration will help the communities access state resources to fight wildfires. It directs state agencies and first responders to use all necessary and appropriate equipment. And that's because the feds hate us, you know?
Yeah.
So they don't care.
Well, that's a lot of the problem is like some of these fires are in national land and yet we get blamed as a state.
Yeah.
You know, and you're like,
sad
well,
state it, of affairs yeah, it's, out there.
Well, whatever.
You can issue your press statements, but I'm actually looking for ideas to move us forward.
It's just...
I hate those drops so much.
Well, the listeners feel
dude,
the other way.
I don't know what you're talking about. That's some of your finest work.
Yeah, now.
My favorite drop of yours might be the political compromises.
We've given
it.
Away too much to arrive at these political compromises. Yeah, now.
It gets me every single damn
you
time.
You want to go inside what it's like to sit in this role? Yeah, now. Good luck to me.
That right there,
yeah,
too.
Now.
I use that one in my everyday life. Good luck to me.
Boy. Boy. All right. What was I telling you?
The state's on fire.
Oh, yeah.
All hell's
breaking We'll go to
loose.
Break, but Oregon man is in the news.
Yeah.
Any guesses?
What has Oregon man done now?
This is pretty big, actually.
Is it really?
It is.
Okay.
It's making national news.
Mm. Oh, I'm interested.
Well, guess.
I don't know.
Guess.
My guess is it involves fentanyl. That would be my guess.
No.
Oh. Oregon man, I'm assuming it involves fentanyl or some sort of we're defecating somewhere that we shouldn't be defecating.
Okay.
Am I getting closer?
I mean, no, but
oh.
I guess I'll have to tell you next.
It involves something involving mass transit. Did it happen on the MAX?
It happened. Here's a hint.
Okay.
It happened in Washington, D.C.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That is next on The Fam.
Yeah, now.
All right. Coming up next, I see on the list of things to discuss Bradley Beal, Caitlin Clark, and Oakmont.
Oh.
Those are the next three items up.
All right.
For bids.
Hot topics.
This is in the news, July 16, 2025. It is a Wednesday. But you already knew that.
Yeah, I did.
Oregon man arrested in Washington, D.C.
All right, so he's in D.C. Were we planning on blowing something up or were we assassinating someone?
Oregon man arrested after small armory found in suspicious vehicle near White House.
Oh, for God's sakes.
We're
doing this again.
When officers investigated, they found a handgun, rifle, ammunition, multiple knives, axes, a halberd? Halberd? What is that?
Halberd.
Yeah, what does that mean?
You do it anymore, you're going to have problems.
H-A-L-B-E-R-D. What is a... Oh my God!
Oh, it's like a big pole axe. Like I think of like an old timey like guard would have a pike.
Yeah. Okay. What's a? I'm just gonna spell this because I don't want to pronounce it. R A P I E R. What's that?
Oh.
He has a well.
Oh, a rapier.
Ah.
That's a like
what
a fencing sword. Okay. Princess Bride?
He had one of the... Okay.
He had...
Now you're speaking my language.
Like Arya Stark in Game of Thrones had the needle.
Okay, yeah. Okay, there okay.
Is it wrong that I know, like, medieval weapons?
All and right. Is it French? Is it rapier?
The rapier. The rapier. It's basically, you got a guy that
He also had a bow and arrow.
He spent a lot of time at Renaissance fairs and Excaliburs in the mall, and he was going to kill someone with a medieval weapon. Good one, dip-ass.
Nolan R. Churin is his name. He is 23 years old. He is from Oregon. He is facing a litany of charges related to the unusual weapons found in his car, including unlawful activities, carrying a pistol without a license, carrying a rifle without a license, and carrying a dangerous weapon, a sword.
Do we have a mugshot? Because I got a real good idea what Nolan looks like.
This story, I don't have one, but... There may be one.
So his name's Nolan R. Churin, you said?
Yeah.
I'm going to say 5'8", 275, probably a skin condition.
Goatee?
Bad one. Glasses would be my guess.
See, I picture a little skinny dorky guy.
Do you?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Nah, I'm thinking we're hefty. We're hefty on this one. I'm trying to see if I can get a... I see a photo here of them, like, pulling the weapons out of the car.
Here he is. Oh, we were both wrong. Here's what he looks like.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Describe what that man looks like.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah.
That's the guy?
That's Oregon Man. God. He's got really long hair, like, down to his belly button.
Yeah.
He's got a mustache, a cowboy hat. It's hard to describe what he's wearing.
Is he look a little Hispanic there, maybe?
Kinda.
Got an ethnic vibe to him?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was off.
He was sitting in his Subaru. It was a Subaru, by the way.
He was just sitting in a Subaru with a stockpile of medieval weapons.
Well, and he had guns and rifles.
Yeah, that's true. He had guns and rifles. Way to
ammo.
Go. Way to go, buddy.
Oregon Man.
Yeah, like the, a small armory. I do enjoy the person that, like, one gun. I didn't think one gun was going to do it, so I got six. And then I got a sword. Like, you got a sword? What the hell are you going to do with a sword? That's what I want to know.
Only find out if you have to.
That's true.
And that is in the news for July 16, 2025, brought to you by the Advocates Injury Attorneys at advocateslaw.com.
Have you been stabbed by a man with a sword?
What is it called? A rapier?
A rapier, I believe.
A rapier.
That is a...
rapier.
Uncomfortable word.
Well, anything with rape in front of it, you know.
Yeah. I do know.
You understand that?
I do, Don. All right.
Yeah, you can do the buck thing, but well, yeah, Buck was Frenching it up.
Rapier.
Rapier.
Yeah, it's not. It's.
I think it is rapier.
It's rapier, but if it makes you feel a little better.
Why do they name it that? Wait, don't answer that. Coming up next, Bradley Beal, Caitlin Clark, Oakmont, and I'm going to add another one. Honey Bucket.
Oh.
Honey Bucket. I have Honey Bucket news.
Caitlin Clark is white.
On the Fan.